Now the news. I'm Tian Yu. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has met with his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov in Beijing. The two sides vowed to closely coordinate with each other on a wide range of issues. The talks came one day before a scheduled meeting between Chinese President Xi Jinping and Russian President Vladimir Putin in Beijing. Wang said the priority of his meeting with Lavrov was to make the final political preparations for the face-to-face talks between the two heads of state, the first of its kind in more than 2 years. Kyrgyz President Sadir Japarov has said that Beijing 2022 will write a new chapter in the history of the Winter Olympics.
In ancient times, as a symbol of friendship and peace, conflicts were suspended for the Olympic Games. Today, this sports event still has the unique charm to unite people all over the world. The Olympics are an opportunity for people of all nations and nationalities to promote friendship. I am confident that the Beijing Winter Olympics will write a new chapter in the history of the Olympic Games in terms of size, content, and excitement. In terms of advocating the popularization of winter sports, this is a proposal that is very adapted to the current times. Under this ongoing pandemic, it is of great significance not only for China, but for all people of the world to keep fit and fight disease. I think pursuing a healthy lifestyle and physical exercise will gradually become a global trend. I'm very happy that winter sports are popular among the public, and all sports fans can enjoy the fun of winter sports.
Japarov also invited Chinese athletes and sports lovers to come to Kyrgyzstan to experience the ski resorts and the charm of natural resources in the country. A spokesperson for the Beijing Organizing Committee for the 2022 Olympic and Paralympic Winter Games says that the stage for Beijing 2022 has been set.
After over 6 years of preparation, the stage of Beijing Winter Olympic Games is all set, and the curtain is about to open. My colleagues and I, we feel really excited. I should say, Beijing is ready, and China is ready. Many athletes, they have arrived in Beijing, and on social media, they have expressed how excited they are and how appreciated they are. They, you know, they feel really safe and comfortable in the Winter Olympic villages, and they have now started their official training. They speak highly of venue facilities and tracks. We very much look forward to the performance on the field.
Yan Jiarong also reaffirms the importance of a safe environment for athletes and other stakeholders to compete and work amid COVID-19. U.S. President Joe Biden confirmed on Thursday that the leader of the extremist group Islamic State has been killed in a U.S. counterterrorism raid in Syria. Biden said U.S. military forces carried out a successful operation in northwest Syria that resulted in the death of Abu Ibrahim al-Hashimi al-Qureshi. He also said all Americans have returned safely from the operation. Zahra al-Darzi reports from Syria.
According to the local sources, the four helicopters survived an airdrop on a house in Atama in northwestern countryside of Idlib near the Syria-Turkey border. According to local information and reports, the U.S. military requested residents of a house to leave, but then a fierce clash took place there and lasted for over and a half an hour. But the U.S. Army targeted two houses, which led to killing 13, including six children and four women in the airstrike. Also, the Syrian civil defense, which is working on the ground there, said that all the bodies that were found were civilians. The U.S. declared that this was a successful operation. They said it was targeting a leader of ISIS, whose name is Abdullah Sardas, who is a Turkish nationality, and it is the largest operation carried out by the international coalition in that area since killing the leader of ISIL in October 2019.
China has defeated Japan in the penalty shootout of the second semifinal of the Asian Women Football Cup in India. China will play against South Korea in the final match on Sunday. And that's the news. I'm Tian Yu.